This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. We're going to start off today's show with the answer to this week's audiograph mystery sound. Here's what we've been playing you all week long.
These hydrangeas are all local. These come from, some have come from the Half Moon Bay area, and some come from the Eureka area. And then these are all eucalyptuses, different kinds of eucalyptus. This is a uke, that's a uke, that's a uke, that's a uke, that's a uke.
We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. We'll let you know who won in a little bit, but first, here's Audiograph's Julie Kane to tell you more.
San Francisco is home to one of the largest flower wholesalers in the country. It got its start back in the late 1800s when local growers met every week to sell their wares at a place called Lotta's Fountain on Market Street. Back then, there were three separate markets, all run by different immigrant groups. The Chinese specialized in pom-poms, the Japanese in roses, and the Italians in ferns and potted plants. So these markets eventually joined together in the early 1900s, and today you'll find third and fourth generation vendors mixing with newcomers at the current location on 6th and Brannan, where the mart's been since 1956. But the problem is, earlier this year, real estate investors bought a major part of the building that houses the market, and they might be in the middle of a deal to acquire more. The plan is to rent out space to tech companies, and even though the investors have said they'll preserve the market and keep it in the building, flower vendors say that so far, nothing's in writing. So for this week's audiograph, we sent KALW's Liz Mack on a tour of the San Francisco Flower Mart.
It's a little after 3:30 in the morning at the San Francisco Flower Mart, and 55-year-old Victor Nevy's unloading his goods for the day, branches of long vines with orange berries called bittersweet. He grows his flowers at Lassen Ranch in Shasta County, about 300 miles north of San Francisco. At a time when I'd normally still be in bed, Nevy's already been up for several hours, since 12:30 this morning.
What usually goes into starting your day off, or how do you usually set up?
My alarm goes off. That's how I start setting up my date. Then we start loading flowers, and then I'll drive to the city and start setting up for the customers to start buying.
Nevy's one of more than 60 vendors who sell at the mart. He's up twice a week in the wee hours to drive from his ranch to the flower mart. It's a ritual he was groomed for.
I've been in the business since I was born.
It started with Nevy's grandpa.
Potted plants in the, you know, in the 40s.
And it's continued on with his dad, his uncles, his cousins. If you take a look around the mart, the proof is everywhere.
Nevy Brothers over there. Nevy Roses over there. Me and my brother that passed away started it. And then an older brother took over. And then Nevy Roses is the brother that passed. And I think his kids are going to come in. And then I got an uncle that works for Brannan Street, Willie Nevy.
You guys are like the Rockefellers of the flower market.
Without the money.
Nevy says these days he puts in more hours for less money than he did 10 years ago. It's hard to make it in the flower business. Sellers have to compete with cheaper providers like Costco, Trader Joe's, and Safeway. Nevy's station is pretty simple. One long table stacked with newspapers, twine, scissors, and to the side of him, a shelf of flowers for sale. Today, he's selling bouquets of blue hydrangeas, along with his bittersweet.
Hi, Bree. How are you?
Just across from Nevy's shop, Carmen Kwong is tending to his customers. He's run his own business here since 1984.
Was it really difficult at
you
first?
You feel my hair? What color my hair now?
It's white.
Thank you. White hair. Don't run business. Go get social welfare better.
He's saying, don't run a business. It's better to go on welfare. Kwong sells chrysanthemums. He says it's been enough to get his kid through college. His stall is right across from Victor Nevy's and another vendor, Lupe Rico. He thinks of these guys as his brothers.
I know them very well. Sometimes they buy me the burrito or nothing. We're all friends.
One aisle over, a worker for another wholesaler packs boxes with flowers that'll be shipped to New York. It's around 6 a.m. now, and the market is gradually picking up from its sleepy pace. Customers are flowing in, right on schedule. There's a rhythm to these work days that's been going steady for a long, long time.
We use all locally grown flowers.
That's Christina Stumble, one of the newer vendors here.
And we make one daily bouquet and wrap it in our trademark burlap wrap, which is reused coffee bags from local coffee roasteries and deliver throughout San Francisco by bicycle courier.
She started her business, Farm Girl Flowers, out of her dining room 4 years ago. She was hoping to jumpstart the local flower movement the way others had done with local food. Stumble's a link between the old and new. She's a flower vendor and a startup, so she understands both sides of the real estate dispute.
They're not tech jobs. They're blue-collar, creative jobs that we really need to support in the city.
The work in the flower mart might not be high-tech, but the flower business requires years of specialized knowledge. Ask David Gregoire anything about his produce, and he knows where it's come from, what's in season, small details that he knows like the back of his hand. Gregoire works at SF Brannan Street Wholesale, one of the biggest vendors in the market. It takes up a lot of floor space and zigzags with a sharp left here, a right turn there. He calls it the Flower Mart's version of the Winchester Mystery House.
You have proteas and rose hips. You can see, I mean, there's, you know, birds of paradise.
Gregoire's got a ring on his finger with an insignia of a carnation. He says it's his dad's. Back in the day, if you needed carnations, those were his family's specialty. Gregoire's in his early 70s, but because he's super energetic, you wouldn't be able to tell if you tried.
And then these are all eucalyptuses, different kinds of eucalyptus. This is a yuc, that's a yuc, that's a yuc, that's a yuc, that's a yuc. I mean,
they're walking through row after row of white buckets filled with different varieties of flowers. Flowers that are locally grown, flowers from South America, flowers with fragrance, and flowers that don't smell like anything at all.
So we end here. So this is competition in the flower market. So that's competition, competition. I mean, direct or indirect. Like, you know, this guy sells baskets. He's not competition for us. But you can see they have flowers down there, flowers, flowers, flowers.
Gregoire's been with Brannan Street for 20 years, but he started as a kid, wrapping bouquets in newspaper at a penny a pound.
I've been in the flower business for 56 years. My grandfather was selling flowers in 1882 on Market Street. You know, my family, my dad, my uncles, cousins, that kind of stuff, were all involved in the flower business at one point in time. I'm the last of the Mohicans, so to speak. You know? I'm thinking about, well, why don't I retire? Basically, I'm 72 years old, and I come to work. And I got up this morning at, 2:30 to come to work, you know? Did I like getting up at 2:30? No, but I like coming to work. And my wife says, you know, why don't you just stay in bed a little longer or something like that, you know, cuddle me for a little bit more. And I go, I got to go to work. I got to get up and go to work, you know? That might be one of the things that'll make the decision of me retiring, so to speak.
Some more cuddle time?
Yeah, more cuddle time, right.
And do you think, are any of your children interested in getting involved?
No, I have four adult children that have all chosen other interests. I don't dwell on it a lot. Maybe to some extent, you know, maybe a little sad because you've got... Well, if we started out in 1882, what do we have, 132 years of somebody in this family being in the flower business, you know, and when I stop, it stops, so, you know.
I'm going to take that one on the end, too, Victor.
You want them wrapped together separately?
Victor Nevy says he doesn't think his own kids will take over his business either. They've got their own interests. And he says that's okay with him.
My kids, I gave them an opportunity to have an opportunity, and they help me. They've got that touch, that eye, that feel. It's so enjoyable to watch them help me and do flowers, but I want them to do what they want to do, and I think they probably won't come into business.
Just like for Nevy's business, it's unclear what will happen with the future of the market as a whole. The Flower Mart says it's unlikely that anything will change in the immediate future, and there might be a ballot measure on the way that could prevent development in the building. But in the meantime, guys like Victor Nevy are busy doing what they do best, selling flowers.
It's a way of life. Even on my worst days when I complain that things are terrible, I still love it.
If you were a flower, what kind of flower would you be?
A peony. It's the most beautiful flower I've ever seen. It's very unique. So somebody gave me a peony 150 years ago. You split it and gave it to the next person. They split it and gave it. So it's, you know, generation to generation.
Well, you're kind of like a peony. You know, you come from your grandpa, right?
Yeah, kind of. You're kind of right. You know, I never looked at it that way, but you're right.
At the San Francisco Flower Mart, I'm Liz Mack for Cross Currents.